Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on and listening to me. We're reading from the book called Windows into God's World by Dr. James Tucker. And today we're going to talk about man fights lying. This is such a bizarre story. Our scripture verse is, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts," Zechariah 4:6. Eugene Sandow was a professional strongman in the 1800s who made his living performing acts of great daring in which he pitted his strength against nature's. Once in San Francisco, he agreed to wrestle a 530-pound male lion. The lion's feet were carefully mitted and its mouth covered with a muzzle. I wouldn't want to be the one to do that. Thus, only its power and quickness could be used against Mr. Sandow. With only his bare hands for protection, Sandow entered the cage of the lion that had killed its keeper just 1 week earlier. The animal charged, and Sandow stepped aside. Quickly, he grabbed the lion around the neck with one arm and around its middle with the other. He lifted the animal shoulder high, gave it a bear hug, and then hurled it across the cage. The startled lion roared as it rushed Sandow again. This time it struck a blow toward its adversary's head. Sandow barely jerked his head away in time, and the lion tamer outside the cage screamed for Sandow to get out. But Sandow stepped aside again, got another grip, and gave the lion another tremendous squeeze. This time, the lion clutched and scratched in spite of its mittens. But Sandow hung on and wouldn't let go. Again, he flung the animal away as the onlookers screamed for him to get out. Then, of all things, Sandow turned his back to the lion and waited for the animal to spring. The lion rushed and sprang directly under the strong man's back. Sandow threw up his arms, grabbed the animal around the neck, and flung it over his head. Sometime later, a rematch was staged, and Sandow again entered the cage. The lion would not fight him, even when the strong man lifted the animal up onto his back and walked around the cage with the lion over his shoulders. Cruelty to animals nowadays, that would definitely be considered. The Bible says that the devil goes around like a roaring lion. It also says that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. But only in the strength of God's Spirit can we defeat the devil. Is that not inspirational? You know, the devil, he tries to get us overly busy. He tries to get us discouraged. So those things we need to fight against. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We pray for a little baby Carmen, that she will get better and better. Thank you that she's put on weight. We pray for a family that just experienced the loss of their grandma. Be with them. That is a loss, a proportion. And Lord, we pray for the nation as a whole, that we can focus on you and that we will all be ready for your soon coming. All this I pray, Lord, in my holy name. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Well, I haven't figured out a way to get this particular arts and crafts project up into my Pinterest, but I can describe it for you, and I do it often with my students. I call it the Serengeti, and we study about the Serengeti, and we make a really cool display board about it with lions and giraffes and all kinds of things in it. And so as you work on maybe your science curriculum or your reading curriculum, You can have your students, they can build a little diorama in a shoebox, or you can actually go to Walmart and spend $3.99 and get a board. Kids love to display stuff and their work on the boards, and they're kind of cool because you can fold them up and use them again over and over. So that's my arts and crafts idea. Have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. So we're working on long-range plans. We've just begun planning for homeschooling, and you may currently be homeschooling, so now you are planning for next year. I am planning for next year as well, and I'm developing long-range plans. Some plans I just love so well, and they worked out so well that I know I can use them again next year, but I'm pretending that none of us know how to homeschool, or we're just beginning to homeschool, so we're all developing long-range plans right now. And last show, we worked on Bible, developing long-range plans for Bible. Just the basic, what story, or the overarching topic, and then what story you were going to do. But today, let's look at long-range plans for another subject. After Bible, I like to do Bible the first thing in the morning. So my next subject might be math, because I still want my kids to be bright-eyed and as fresh as possible to grasp those ideas. For math, I would recommend that you get a grade-appropriate textbook. I think there are some subjects that it really is good to have pre-made product, because it helps you as the teacher not to be having to invent things. These worksheets have been invented, textbooks have been invented, the solutions have been invented. So let's say you use Saxon. You can buy Saxon relatively inexpensive now if you're willing to go with previous editions, which are just fine. If you can find the teacher's editions and the solution manual and the textbook, the student textbook or the student workbook, that is a great kit that you can use grade after grade, and you know for sure. I even have done research where in one school we allowed them to use Saxon, and in the other school they had to use the latest, most modern, you know, like Go Math and that kind of thing that has all the bells and whistles. And by far the students that had Saxon, which the thing with Saxon is it reviews continuously. So any math curriculum that reviews continuously, has mixed review over and over and over again, is really helping your child master those mathematical concepts. So if you get one of those, they will have long-range plan ideas, and they will have pacing and all of that in the teacher's edition. And I would recommend that for math to use as you make your long-range plans. Questions parents ask. So this question is Sierra. And Sierra says, does anyone have a child with sensory processing problems? She suspects that her toddler may have it, and she's gone into quite a bit of detail letting me know that her toddler just wants to eat a certain thing, that her toddler wants to wear shoes all the time, even to bed, and Charlie eats anything at all, doesn't want to eat really, doesn't like the sensation of the food. So I would have to say, yes, your child probably has sensory processing disorder, which is a spectrum of autism, and it's very prevalent, very prevalent. It has to do, now they recognize, with many of the drugs and vaccinations and things that are put into a child. And you say that your child was premature and spent a great deal of time in ICU, 5 weeks. So they've already had a lot of things put into their immune system and into their body, and that really does mess with their brain as well. It sounds like as a mother, you understand, and now how to cope with it. And coping with it is probably the hardest thing, because you just want your child to learn to be normal. And normal is normal is not normal. Anyway, I'm praying for you, and I would say that, you know, go with the flow. It's possible to introduce new textures and to introduce new foods, but it takes a lot of patience and kindness and love. And I'm so happy to know that cognitively she's very bright, loves learning, and so she'll get it. She will get it. Okay, the next question is, this is from Lisa. She has a 5-year-old daughter who she's be start homeschooling in the summer. I'd wait until fall, but that's just my preference. And then they and then she has a 2-year-old, and that little 2-year-old boy is what's giving her fits. He is so two-ish. Has terrible twos, hitting, kicking, throwing, biting, pulling hair, you name it, he does it. Since she never had a problem with her daughter, this is really bothering her. He doesn't seem to have any developmental delays. In fact, he's ahead of the curve, which is almost always the case too. The kids that I get that are ADHD usually are very intelligent. Anyway, she's worried that his behavior will be distracting. Well, it will be to some degree, for sure. But part of homeschooling is all of the ages learn how to cope. And I'm sure there's something that he likes to do. So I would recommend that you make a lesson plan for him right along for her. Only his things might be, you know, make a sensory activity or build, you know, get out a certain toy at a certain time. When I was homeschooling my children, I would get out the little people in houses at a certain time so that I could work with the other child. And that worked pretty well. Of course, there was the screaming, crying fit when I would put it away and get out something else. And so I loosely followed the structure for my 2-year-old. So if they were still engaged with that, I left well enough alone and went on to the other subject with my older child. If they weren't so engaged with it, I was ready with something else. So I had a lesson plan, an early childhood lesson plan for that 2-year-old that went right along with my lesson plan for the older child. Remember, the younger the child, the less the attention span. So if they do get interested in something, you let it be. You just let it be. Well, we have to go to break, and we are still doing that interview with Tony Hall on United Prison Ministries. Just think, 5 million kids have had a parent incarcerated, and that doesn't count the immigration and illegal aliens that we have. Big problem. So please come back. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Tony Hall, who is the director for the United Prison Ministries International and has served them since around 1982. Great legacy there. We were talking about your experience and God's never-ending reach for you. And you mentioned about, you know, you love the idea that Jesus was a gangster. And so I wanted to unpack that just briefly, but I like the idea that Jesus reaches us where we are at or where we want to be. So when I think of gangster, I think of someone who's brave and someone who, you've already talked about how you would, your mouth got you into a lot of trouble, you know, would say the things as you saw them to be. And Jesus certainly has said the things. When he was on earth, he stood up to those Pharisees. I mean, people can talk about the beautiful love of Jesus, but he told them, you know, you're a bunch of whited sepulchers. lepers or you're a bunch of vipers, you know. His mouth got him into trouble. He actually went to trial because he was accused of blaspheming God because he said it how it was.
Exactly.
So those attributes really did speak to you.
They attracted me to Jesus. I saw him as one who said what he mean, and he mean what he said. And that was the only thing I respected during those days, you know.
Yes.
And so I still respect him now on that same principles because he still mean what he says, and he says what he means.
Amen. And I think that a young person, when they realize that, it fortifies them against so much. So moving on then, you met Jesus. You were a baby, just a baby follower. And did you do any more mistakes? Did you, you know, how did you grow in an environment like a prison?
Well, it was step by step. I continued to study the Word of God. I read search the Word, search the Scripture. What is that, 2 Timothy 2:15?
Mm-hmm.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, Romans 8, well, however.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the radio and I don't have my Bible in my hand, but study to show thyself approved unto God as a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly.
Yeah.
Dividing the word of truth. And so I started to study the Bible on my own. I just studied the Bible. I would pray. And then I would do my best to witness what I was studying and praying about. And I found myself sharing, you know, how to overcome drug addiction. I read from the scriptures, John chapter 15, 5, the last part of it says, without me, you can do nothing. So I thought about that and I said, well, without the power of God in my life, I cannot overcome my addiction. I can't overcome my thrill for criminal activity. And then I read what Paul would say in Philippians 4:13, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I had no other excuses to get involved in criminal activity or drug abuse after that. Because I accepted I could do nothing without him, and I believed that I could do all things through him. But when I did get off track, then that was that next one, 1 John 1:9. I confessed that I was wrong, but the word of God was right.
Yes.
And then I found him to be just, to forgive me and cleanse me from all of that unrighteousness. And I just continued until I grew strong enough to actually stay away from that activity that would bring me down.
And do you think that United Prison Ministries could have flourished under anybody else's leadership?
Well, it did. See, I only became director shortly, a couple of years ago, a few years ago. But my point is, the leadership of United Prison Ministry is the Word of God. No matter who take responsibility for the day-to-day routine, it is the Word of God. It's sticking to what the Word of God says, and that's what makes us successful. We have been very successful in the prison where we plant the seed, help develop character, and help give opportunity to make decisions to have a Christ lifestyle. But we learned here lately that we need to build a transitional center because we build a strong support center in the prison with the Word of God. But when those come out of the prison, they need a support system.
Yeah.
And that's what United Prison Ministers International became to me when I first came involved in United Prison Ministries International.
That's beautiful. What about that inmate that can't read? I mean, there are a lot of inmates now that are either maybe they have a learning disability or they didn't have the benefit of having a good education and they can't read well.
Well, there are three ways we work with that. We help them read by asking them to repeat what we are saying, and they actually have the Bible in front of them. And so they are hearing it, they are saying it, and then they are reading it. So when you use all three, after a while, it becomes very common what's being said. And reading become, I believe it's a good way of learning to read because we've seen so many.
Yes.
And at first we were surprised, but we found that without the Word of God, you can do nothing. But you can, with the Word of God, do all things.
Yes, and so that reading means is learning one of those things. Yes, even if you're dyslexic or or whatever learning disability you have. I have seen that also in my experience teaching young people to read.
Yes.
That starting just with a simple memory verse, teaching them to be able to read that, God's power, I mean, He is the source of all wisdom.
Yes.
His power can help counteract some of these learning disabilities that we often use as a crutch.
That is true.
Well, we're almost to the end of the show, and I wondered if you would just, you know, I'm sure I've forgotten to ask some important questions, so maybe you can just share with us where Prism Ministries is going, and we'll remind our listeners they can go to your website to donate. UPMI.org, very easy to remember, United Prison Ministries International's.org. It's just their initials, UPMI.org. So what would experience or thought would you like to share with us to take us to the close of this show?
United Prison Ministries have a vision to unite prison ministries around the country and around the world. We have a three-stage program. The first stage is to develop character, a type of character that desire to overcome negative lifestyle and take on a Christ-like lifestyle. United Prison Ministries International's vision is to create a transitional center, an intake center, and help others develop transitional programs throughout the country. And what that would do is when they come out of prison, we could be an intake center and develop an assessment where we can know the strengths and the needs of those we're working with and be able to send them to other ministries that can meet those needs and build on those strengths. Because the third stage is to bring them into the church, to stabilize them into families and stabilize them into communities. We're fighting recidivism. Recidivism is a three-year time frame where the system has said, if you can stay out of prison 3 years, then we're successful. So we're working on that. We have been very successful at it to the point where when we go to the parole board to represent someone in prison, just our appearance there, the parole board says we're going to give them a chance because of our track record. And our track record for the last 8 years, no one has returned to prison. And we have worked with sex offenders majorly because no one else would work with them. So we have worked with some hard cases. But using the New Star Regeneration Therapeutic concept, we have been successful because we believe that you go beyond rehabilitation, beyond recovery to regeneration.
Amen. That's such a message of hope. I've been talking to Tony Hall from United Prison Ministries International, and be sure and go to their website to learn more. Well, thanks again for spending this time with us, and I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.